I remember the first time I tried to manage a real compost pile without a proper container. I figured gravity and a pitchfork would be enough to keep things tidy. But within a week, the local dogs had dragged half of my kitchen scraps across the yard, and the pile had slumped into a messy, unappealing mound that smelled more like a swamp than a garden. It was a lesson in containment and airflow that I haven't forgotten. That's why we're out here today, looking at these wooden pallets. Most folks see these sitting behind a hardware store as junk, but to us, they're the perfect modular building blocks for a heavy-duty compost bin. They're sturdy, they're usually free if you know who to ask, and most importantly, the slats are already spaced perfectly to let the pile breathe. If a compost pile can't breathe, it goes sour, and that's a headache you don't want. Before we start swinging a hammer, I want you to run your hand along the wood of the pallets you've collected. You'll feel that rough, splintery texture typical of industrial lumber. While we're working, you'll want to be mindful of that. I always wear a thick pair of leather gloves for this, because those hidden staples and jagged edges will find your skin faster than you can blink. You might notice some stamps on the wood too. We are looking for a little mark that says HT, which stands for heat treated. That means the wood was seasoned with heat rather than chemicals. Since we're growing food with this compost eventually, we want to stay away from the pallets marked MB, which indicates they were treated with methyl bromide. It's a small detail, but it's the difference between a healthy garden and one you're constantly worrying about. I made a real mess of a project like this years ago because I was in a rush to get the bin finished before a rainstorm rolled in. I didn't take the time to level the ground where the pallets were going to sit. I just leaned them together, ran some long screws through the corners, and called it a day. A month later, as the weight of the wet compost started to press against the walls, the whole structure began to lean like a sinking ship. Eventually, the tension snapped the screws right out of the wood, and the front of the bin blew out entirely. I spent an entire Saturday morning shoveling heavy, half-rotted waste back into a heap, just so I could rebuild the thing from scratch. Now, I always spend those extra 10 minutes clearing the grass and making sure the footprint of the bin is flat. It saves your back and your pride in the long run. Now that we have a nice flat spot of dirt, we can start bringing the pieces together. We're going to build a three-sided box first. You'll want to stand two pallets up on their long edges to form a 90-degree corner. As you hold them there, you'll feel the weight of them wanting to tip. This is where a second pair of hands is nice, but if you're working solo like I usually am, you can prop one up with a cinder block or a heavy rock while you align the other. We aren't going to use standard nails for this. Nails tend to pull out over time as the wood swells and shrinks with the seasons. Instead, we're using 3-inch exterior deck screws. When you drive these in, you'll hear the drill give a distinct, rhythmic clicking sound as the screw bites deep into the meat of the wood. You want to drive them through the thickest part of the pallet frame, usually the vertical 2x4s, and into the corresponding frame of the next pallet. You'll feel the two pieces pull tight against each other, closing the gap until the wood starts to groan just a little bit. That's the sound of a solid connection. Once you have that first corner secured, the structure will start to feel a lot more stable. We'll repeat that process with the third pallet to finish off the back and the other side. As you work, keep an eye on how the pallets are sitting. You want them to be flush at the top. It doesn't have to be fine furniture, but if the heights are wildly different, it makes attaching a lid or a front gate much more difficult later on. You might feel the drill jump or resist if you hit a hidden nail inside the pallet wood. If that happens, don't try to force it. Back the screw out and move an inch up or down. These pallets are full of old hardware, and there's no sense in snapping a drill bit or stripping a screw head trying to fight through a piece of steel. With the three sides up, you've basically got a wooden stall. Now we need to think about the front. You could just screw a fourth pallet on and call it finished, but then you'd have to reach over the top every time you wanted to turn the compost or dig some out for your flower beds. That's a recipe for a sore lower back. Instead, we're going to create a removable front. I like to take two scrap pieces of 2x4 and screw them vertically to the inside front edges of the side pallets. This creates a sort of channel or a track. Then, we can take the slats off a fourth pallet and slide them horizontally into those tracks. It's a bit like a game of Tetris. When the pile is low, you only need one or two boards across the bottom. As the pile grows, you slide more boards in. When it's time to harvest that black gold for your garden, you just slide the boards out from the top down. You'll hear them thud into place as you drop them into the channels. A satisfying sound that means your bin is ready for business. I want you to take a step back and give the whole thing a good shake. You should feel a solid, heavy resistance. If there's a lot of wobble, we can add some diagonal bracing in the corners using some of those leftover scrap boards. Just a simple piece of wood screwed across the corner where two pallets meet will take all that play out of the frame. It's the little things like this that turn a temporary pile of junk into a tool that will last you 5 or 6 years. The last thing we need to consider is a lid. It isn't strictly necessary, but it helps keep the moisture in during the heat of the summer and keeps the bin from getting waterlogged when the spring rains get heavy. A simple piece of plywood or even an old tarp weighted down with a couple of bricks does the trick. You'll know the bin is working when you stick a shovel in there a few weeks from now and feel that warmth radiating out of the center. It's a strange thing, feeling heat coming off a pile of old leaves and potato peels, but it's a sign that the biology is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. You've done good work here. You took something that was headed for a landfill and turned it into a factory for soil. Every time you walk past this bin on your way to the garden, you'll see those screws holding fast and those pallets standing tall. And you'll know you built that. It's a grounded, solid feeling of accomplishment. Now, all that's left is to start filling it up.